morning. Thank you for joining us. I wanted to, first of all, give you a chance to talk about, the Kellogg Foundation. I understand you're launching Truth, Racial Healing, and Transformation Process. And what I wanted to ask is, what is the purpose of this, and what are you hoping can be accomplished?
The Truth, Racial Healing, and Transformation Process is really an adaptation of the internationally recognized truth and reconciliation efforts. We believe it's overdue in terms of time for America to take a serious and sincere look at our legacy of a belief in racial hierarchy and orchestrate a comprehensive nationwide effort to jettison, to undo and relinquish that 18th century mythology of a hierarchy of human value, which is our way of saying racism.
All right. Now, I understand also it looks like you believe the stage is set, for this, that there's been some, it looks like there's been some things and divisive rhetoric, and that, on the one hand, some people looks like they're kind of driving a national discourse, but maybe on the other hand, there's also a lot of people that would agree with you that something needs to be done.
Yes, I think our collective exposure to so much injustice and so many tragedies, and the polling data reinforces that there is a critical mass of opinion now that says we still have unfinished business about the issue of racism, and we need to bring our best selves, our higher selves, to figuring out how to deal with that. And that's what the TRHT is about. We are engaging organizations from multiple sectors. We're engaging diverse racial and ethnic groups. We are coming together to bring our best thinking and leverage our 21st century technology to help put this idea of racial hierarchy behind us once and for all. But we know we have to put it in front of us in order to put it behind us. And the polling data suggests that there's a much greater than 50, even in some cases 60% consensus that America needs to deal with this in a positive way.
All right, you talk about dealing with it in a positive way. What are some of the ways that you feel that we could do this?
Well, that's why our emphasis is on racial healing. And when we say healing, we mean bringing people together to help change narratives, to help change perceptions. 21st century racism is really as much unconscious as it is conscious. We've been programmed for so long to see each other as different and to relegate one another to different places on this hierarchy of value. The only way to overcome that really is through changing our relationships with one another. And so one of the positive ways that we have tested and we have seen it work is to bring diverse people together in one thing that we call healing circles, where you really get to understand the experiences of the perceived other, the experiences of the Native American or the Asian American or the Arab American or the African American or the white American, who in daily life you wouldn't get a chance to really understand their narratives unless you have an intentional, a designed effort to do that. So that's part of it, the healing within communities, bringing diverse people together to share narratives and to better understand how racism affects daily life. The other side of it is to continue to work on policies that will promote equality of opportunity or equity of opportunity. We'll be working both angles, the healing, the personal stories, the sharing, the building trust, while we also continue to work to change the structured inequity in our society.
All right, most importantly, too, maybe if we look at the way people feel or even opinion polls, looks like most people probably would agree with you something needs to be done. Now it's just a matter of, kind of get everybody on the same page.
I agree with that, and that's why we're reaching out to, right now we have well over 70 organizational partners, groups like the YWCA, the National Urban League, the National Congress of American Indians, many, many other groups that represent large constituencies, millions of people around this country, and we're inviting these groups to help us design effective strategies that can happen in states and in counties and in jurisdictions. We know it's a long-term effort. It isn't going to happen in a year or two. The Kellogg Foundation is committed to creating equitable opportunity for all of our nation's children. And most of the children in America today are children of color, and they deserve more opportunity for success. And that's really what's driving this commitment by the foundation.
Hey, Polly, if people would like more information, you know, or to engage your organization, what would be some ways to do that?
Well, I think they could visit our website and get instructions, and we also have a social media platform called Remix the Narrative, and we invite individuals to do their own videos to tell their own stories in this way. So WKKF.org is our website, and we certainly encourage listeners to visit that website and become part of this national effort to help our country heal from the legacy of a racial divide.
Fantastic. Well, we thank you very much, you know, for your time today, and hopefully we'll get to do it again sometime.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Okay.